I've petitioned you in the past, and it's no big thing on my part, says the Spirit of grace. For as I've asked you to humble yourself, I'll humble myself in this. But once again, I cry out from the bosom of the Father. Come away. Come away with me in this year. Sell out. Sell that you have. And lay up treasure in heaven where neither moth nor rust or mold or corruption. Lay down your treasures here and refocus your goals. For at the end of that which you desire of yourself, you'll find no satisfaction. But if you'll trade all these things in for a red hot, passionate desire to know me, then you'll find everything else without thought comes online. For some will hear these words and say, I've heard them before. And yet I say unto you, yet you only partially obeyed in laying your life down. But all those who reconcile to this path and give me as much as you can, I understand what progressional death is. For is it not written that he became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross? I do not expect you to die all at once. But as you are in a state of progression, laying down your life, every yes to me and every no to the flesh presents you and this body and the body at large closer to this outpouring. Yes, sir. Know this, that it'll only be through an atmosphere, as you have well understood, there will be no program nor good idea that will bring this to pass. But I desire to part the heavens, and I desire to bring something of latter-day atmosphere that I promised you would last until the end. And I have promised you that I have laid up in store towards the end these last days to eclipse all those things that I began the church with, says the Spirit of grace. The grapes are ripe. The vine is ready to be plucked. But I'm asking you to be partakers of the first fruits, to be first partakers. And in this, I'm desiring to get involved in your bodies and in your life. There's no calendar year or date that is of any significance to me as in time. The only reason why I can say unto you that in this year or in this hour or in this day is because of the ripeness of the fruit in your life and where faith comes to. But I can speak through my servant this morning and prophesy to you that many of you listening in this house and those watching will see significant change in physical things in your body in this year, says the Spirit of the Lord. Begin to expect it. Begin to watch for it. Begin to believe every moment that change is taking place. I'm healing my body. That you may run with the message. Yes, sir. But take no offense, nor accuse one another. For know this, it'll be an obstacle to your faith. You won't be able to walk in accusation and walk in perfect faith at the same time. So now is the time. Liquidate all, sell out, sell all, lay down, choose. Choose at the beginning. And you'll find that these words were not of man, but of me. At the end, says the Spirit of grace.